Let us pray. Still speaking God, be with us this morning as we honor the magnificence of your enduring creation, and we seek to find truth and light in your holy word. Amen. What do you do when someone sneezes? Most of us say, God bless you. But do you know why we say that? It's because many centuries ago, people believed that when you sneeze, your soul came out of your nose and went away from you. Imagine that. So we say, God bless you, to help someone to get their souls back. Now today, with our technology and our modern understanding of how our bodies work, we have different ideas. Do you watch the TV show The Mythbusters? The guys on that show actually measured the speed of sneezes. They recorded a sneeze velocity of 39 miles an hour. That means the droplets and germs that you sneeze out are moving at 39 miles an hour. And while that's pretty fast, scientists in a medical setting have actually recorded a sneeze as moving at 102 miles an hour. Now, I think instead of saying, God bless you, we should say, God protect the rest of us. According to a recent article in Discover magazine, today's science and advanced technology has revealed a truly amazing amount of things about our physical selves. For instance, when you think of something, the electrical signal that contains your idea moves in your brain at 70 miles an hour. And yet, when you feel pain, that message goes from your body to your brain at a snail's pace of only 3 miles an hour. There's obviously no rush to feel pain. We're an amazing collection of durable flesh, which is hard to imagine when you think of flesh as soft and pink. And yet, our flesh is incredibly well built. Our Creator has infinitely cared for us. For example, in our lifetimes, the delicate organ that is our heart will beat some 2.5 billion times, give or take a million or so. Even more amazing part of our bodies is our brain. Our brains weigh about 3 pounds and look like a lump of cheese. And the brain is powered by only 23 watts of energy. Now, you know about 23 watts. That's a very dim light bulb indeed. But our brains that have 23 watts of power powers an organ that has 85 billion neural cells and has electrical connections with endless possibilities. In fact, the possible connections that the brain can make is 1,000 times greater than all the stars in the Milky Way. And with all that wonderful creation, amazing and intricate workings, you'd think that we humans would be happy, content, and peaceful all the time. But not exactly. As we heard in the psalm today, we have complaints, sorrows, and pains. Psalm 13 is a lament. It's one of some 60 laments in the book of Psalms. Laments make up a third of all the Psalms in the Bible. That's a lot of whining and anguish, if you ask me. And the authors of the Psalms were not shy in expressing their grievances, and they frequently addressed God directly with their complaints. They accuse God of being asleep, of not listening, of forgetting promises, and of abandoning humans. And as if complaining weren't enough, the psalmist doesn't hesitate to add a request for God to do something in particular. In today's psalm, the author demands, "Consider and answer me, God. O Lord my God, give light to my eyes." He wants God to defeat his enemy. He must be in a pretty tight spot. He's not only in a tight spot, he's angry about it. Anger, vengeance, vindication, and violence appear frequently in the Psalms of Lament. Now, Presbyterian scholar Donald Griggs writes, "Anger is present in every one of our lives. In the secret places that are of our hearts, there are times when we too desire revenge or vindication. However, we are very uncomfortable when such emotions are expressed in the Bible. After all, Jesus tells us to love our enemies, so it may be hard to understand why anger and violence are so prominent in the Bible and in human emotions." Baptist scholar W.H. Bellinger Jr. writes, "The lament's amazing candor is sometimes shocking to the reader, but it is crucial to an honest dialogue of faith. The Psalms do not bear witness to prayer as it ought to be, but to brutally honest prayer from the depths of life." He continues, "An honest faith acknowledges life's realities. In Psalms, no part of life is ever beyond dialogue with God." Psalms of Lament, and our psalm today in particular, confront and question God. Even so, in Psalm 13, the author tells us that he trusts God and is confident in his faith when he says, "I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." Now, the prophet Jeremiah that we heard Ashley and Andrew read together today was generally a pretty negative guy. He was always prophesying doom and gloom. Yet even as negative as Jeremiah was, he also understood that ultimately God loves us and cares deeply about us. Jeremiah tells us that God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." And there will come a day, Jeremiah says, in which God will turn grief into joy. God will comfort us and give us gladness in exchange for sorrow. And while we know that is God's everlasting promise, sometimes it can be very hard to believe fully. Even as the psalmist trusts in the love of God, he also expresses doubt that God will be willing to help him out of his present tight spot. In the first two verses, the author of Psalm 13 asks four times, "How long, O Lord?" In laments, this question is frequently followed by, "Why, Lord, why?" In our own times, we are faced with many situations, both personal and communal, in which we have occasion to ask, "How long, O Lord?" and "Why, Lord, why?" Perhaps we can learn from the psalmist that God will not be offended by our complaints, anger, and laments when we pray honestly from the depths of our hearts. We can ask God to listen, to be attentive to our cries and our pain. And we can put our trust and confidence in the one who promises a steadfast love that endures forever. In God's own time and way, we will be granted strength and courage to persevere. As we read in Psalm 71, "You, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, my Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, your deeds of salvation, all day long. Though their number is past my knowledge, I will come praising the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone, O God. My lips will shout with joy when I sing praises to you." Let us hold such trust and confidence in God's enduring love deep in our hearts each day. May it be so. Amen.